This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's talk to our buddy Brian Murphy with the St. Paul Pioneer Press about this Vikings-Rams matchup. How you doing, Brian? Happy Thanksgiving to you. A little early here.
Yeah, a little early because the Vikes are playing Thanksgiving, so you're looking way too ahead.
I am, but I'm off next week, so I'm never going to talk to you during that stretch, so I'm getting it in early.
Perfect.
There you go. So will you stuff your face on Thanksgiving, or will you be working and busy and have to eat cold turkey after the game?
Well, it's funny because the game's in Detroit, and that's where I'm from, and that's where all my family is. So after covering this game for the second year in a row on Thanksgiving, I didn't expect that. I'm going to be going to my cousin's place in suburban Detroit. So it should be, I will be stuffing my face, but I'll at least be doing it at home.
And you know your way around Detroit still. You haven't forgot all the streets and everything.
Correct. I know where to duck. I know where to avoid. I know where to go.
So let's talk about this game. Now, everyone is saying, and you know this, that it's just, I mean, the Vikings defense is going to win this game for them. And that they're going to shut down the Rams. And I got to tell you, I think that there's a possibility of that happening, obviously. I think they are very tough. And at home, I think particularly even tougher, they'll get, you know, some calls and the like. And I think things will probably go their way for most of the day. But I don't think that game's going to be easy at all for them.
No, I don't think anybody's thinking that. I mean, I think they're about 2.5-point favorites. But, I mean, you know, look at L.A. is hugely dynamic, and the Vikings haven't, you know, necessarily faced a team that's been that high powered. I mean, they faced some top quarterbacks, but, you know, Joe Flacco's having a bad year. Winston's hurt. Rodgers, they rolled out of the game in the first quarter about 3 weeks ago. So to take on Jared Goff and what that offense has been able to do, they're going to have to get after him. They have to take advantage of the home crowd. And I think this is one of Mike Zimmer's important games. He's in a position where he's 7-2, but they're facing three straight road games after this. You know, there's a lot of playoff implications in terms of seedings, maybe a bye. There's a lot at stake, and he's got to have them focused. So I think it's going to be – I'm looking forward to an entertaining game, but by no means does anybody think it's going to be easy for the Vikings.
You wrote about, obviously, Case Keenum looking over his shoulder at Teddy Bridgewater working and practicing and getting better by the day. I think Case Keenum's done a hell of a job for them and made very few mistakes. You basically said it's still his gig until his play dooms him. I certainly hope they're not waiting for that to happen. I mean, I think the kid's played well.
Yeah, I mean, he's 5-2 as a starter, and he's been a part of six wins. So, you know, and hey, don't overlook the fact that he's going up against a team that benched him exactly a year ago when he was 4-5 and said, you know, we're going to go with the guy that we've invested our money in, and it's a lost season. And you know, Jeff Fisher ends up getting fired. I think Goff lost seven straight to close the season, but then they bring in Sean McVay, I mean, 30-year-old wonder kid, and look what they're doing, you know, dynamically, you know, on offense. And with Goff, it's just, it's you know, the Vikings are going to just, they're going to have to get after him.
So how is Bridgewater, and, like, tell me about that whole evolution of his injury to where he is now.
Well, I mean, we're not allowed to watch anything. You know, we can watch them stretch and warm up. I mean, they kind of, you know, block the media. But from every account and from what everybody said, you know, he looks fine. He looks like he's mobile, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you got to get out there in a game against, you know, 300-pound defensive linemen and, you know, gain speed. And he hasn't done that since that in a real meaningful game since the wild card playoff loss to Seattle in January of 16. So to expect him to go out there and lead a team that's on a playoff run right now, I mean, that's a pretty high bar. And as you said, you know, Keenum's been managing it well. You know, he may not last until week 17, but as long as things are going fine, I mean, I think it's a prudent choice.
Brian Murphy, the Pioneer Press, with us on the bench. Tell me about where Everson Griffin is, the great sack guy for the Vikings. He's going to go, but how is he?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of leverage he gets pushing off. That was his problem last week warming up in Washington. I mean, it was expected he was going to play, but he just couldn't get any push off of that. So they just said, you know what, we're going to take a break. I don't want this to be lingering. We'll do one more week. it seemed to be working out. I mean, he was limited a bit, but he's been declaring all week he's going to play. Zimmer expects him to play, although he said that last week too. He's listed as questionable, but I would expect him to play. They're going to lose Sendejo in the secondary. Anthony Harris is likely to take his spot. That means Harrison Smith, who's been playing really well, is going to have to keep stepping up to protect that backside, because it's going to be interesting how the defense schemes to try to go after Goff.
What about up front? That right tackle's out as well.
Yeah, Mike Remmers had he's been out 3 weeks. He apparently had a setback in the concussion protocol, so this could be, you know, a long way to go. But Rashad Hill has stepped in. He did pretty well in Washington. Kept Case Keenum was pretty clean. I don't think he was sacked once in Washington. So they've had a couple of nicks and bruises here and there, but they've been able to maintain a pretty good solid front on the offensive line, which is something they desperately needed last year and didn't get.
So tell me about Shurmur, and like, is it Shurmur calling all the plays? How does that play out?
Yeah, Pat Shurmur's the guy. I mean, he stepped in and he's getting a lot of credit, and there's some whispers that he could be another head coaching candidate. I mean, he was already that in Cleveland. It was kind of a disastrous situation there, as it usually was. But then, he's also part of a Philadelphia team that made it to a Super Bowl. So he's got some pedigree to him, and he's been able to work with Keenum the way he was able to work. He got a great game out of Bradford, and then Keenum has to step in, and he's been able to meld all the parts together, and it's been a really diverse attack, and people are, everybody's getting the ball. It's spread around. The running game has kind of, at least got something going compared to what they had last year without Adrian Peterson.
So Murph's back. What is Brian Murphy of the St. Paul Pioneer Press? Of all the teams, I mean, you guys are going to the playoffs. I think the Vikings are a really good team, but these teams in the NFC have been fantastic. The Eagles, the Saints have been on quite a roll. The team you're playing, the Seahawks are still a factor. The Panthers are, like a wild card looking football team, and the Lions are kind of on the outside looking in right now. But what do you think of your conference? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is pretty wide open, but the Vikings control so much of their own. Right now, I think they have the tiebreaker with the Rams. The Saints and the Vikings do both, and then the Vikings have the tiebreaker on New Orleans because they beat them in Week One. So if the Vikings win and go 8-2, they're going to have tiebreakers on the Rams and the Saints. So they're going to be positioned well to not only win the division, but perhaps get a first round bye. And there's a lot at stake. And then when they go, they got a short week. They got to go to Detroit on Thanksgiving. And then they got road games consecutively at Atlanta and Carolina. They are in the meat grinder. So they need this game, and I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's going to probably define their season, the next four games, because they're going to be on the road for three of them.
People will freak there if they make the Super Bowl in their own stadium. I don't think it's ever happened, has it?
It's never happened. I know the Rams played at the Rose Bowl in 79 or 80 against the Steelers, so they were technically a home team in Southern California.
And
but
they
it
lost.
Wasn't their home stadium. And they lost and they got rolled. So, look, the Vikings haven't been to a Super Bowl in 40 years. So just getting to one it would be an insane storyline, because they've had some horrific losses in NFC championship games over the past 30 years, especially in the last 15, that we could go on and on about their Greek tragedies, basically. But, I mean, if they could get there and they're there in their own stadium, that would be a pretty intense story, but there's a long way to go in the NFC.
The Atlanta one was the worst, and then the second worst would be what? The Blair Witch Project missed field goal?
Well, that wasn't an NFC championship game.
No, but
a wild card game, but the game in New Orleans where Favre threw the interception as they were driving for the potentially, daggered the winning field goal in the fourth quarter, and that didn't happen, and then they lost in overtime, and then, of course, they changed the rules in overtime to allow both teams to get a chance at the ball. So that even irked Vikings fans more, thinking they're cursed. So it's a raw fan base here, but I think they feel like they got something going.
And the Giants racked them too, right? And one of them?
Oh, 41 Donut is what they call it.
Oh.
It's got a moniker to it, yes. Yeah, they were rolled early and often and out of the Meadowlands.
At least I hope it was a crueler.
they were rolled.
All right, listen, should be a great game. Vikings Rams on Sunday at US Bank. Brian, have a great time seeing your family back in Detroit next week, and enjoy the game this weekend.
All right, thanks for having me on, Scott.
All right, Brian Murphy of the great St. Paul Pioneer Press, getting ready for the Rams Vikings this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.